You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Welcome to the desert of the real. Billions of people just living out their lives, oblivious. This can't be.
Be what?
Be real? The real world.
And welcome to the Unzip Show. Today we ask the question, can your car be hacked? You figure, look at a Tesla. That thing is what? Not 100% computer? Now this clip I'm about to play is from a news channel, News Channel 5, and this was from 2015.
Can cars get hacked, like your laptop or even smartphone? Well, Consumer Reports investigates to see whether you should be concerned. Here's Jennifer Krause and Consumer Matters.
Jake Fisher, director of Consumer Reports auto testing, says most of the systems in your car are actually controlled by a computer.
Today's cars are basically computers on wheels. Computers control basically everything, the engine, the suspension, the seats, the mirrors, even the air conditioning.
But with all these computers, could the security of your system be compromised? Consumer Reports got to experience a controlled hack by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration as it researches car security. The demonstration showed how Consumer Reports auto editor was left helpless at the wheel by NHTSA's Frank Berrickman. With a laptop hardwired to the car, he took control of the horn, the seat belts, and even the car's brakes and steering.
My hands aren't leaving the wheel. Wow, seatbelt pretensioners going, the fans going full blast, the horn's going, the windows are going up and down all at once. It's quite the haunted car.
I believe it is a matter of not if, when. Someone could possibly do something nefarious to the vehicle.
While this may sound unsettling, Consumer Reports says this is not a reason to panic.
The benefits of these computers, they far outweigh the risks. This is not a reason to run out and buy a computerless 20-year-old car.
Consumer Reports will be following NHTSA's research as the government tries to stay ahead of hackers, making sure that something like this will never happen to you.
The government staying ahead of hackers now. That's kind of funny.
Wow, the ABS is just going furious at me. There we go.
Jennifer Krause, News Channel 5 HD.
Now, you have to ask yourself, now this was, what, 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago? Now we're talking, like I said, Teslas and just about every other car is almost fully computerized.
Okay, so sure, many cars have the technology built in to get you where you want to go. But what if that same technology could also help someone get to you? Well, Mercedes-Benz admits that many of their cars have secret trackers, which can point people to you if you're behind on your car payments. But is that where it stops? Well, now European lawmakers want to know if this is even legal. Mercedes says that the writing is there in the fine print when you sign, because we all read those 400 pages that we do at that moment. But I have to ask somebody who knows. So I want to go further in depth. We bring in Lauren Fix, the car coach. Lauren, so glad you could join us on this issue.
So glad to be here. Yes, it's a very interesting issue. You know what they say, what the big print giveth, the small print taketh away. And that is exactly, yes, and that is exactly it. Now in Europe, it's different. So they have rules when you sign, and it's true here, that if you fail to make your car payments, they can take your car. That's true if you bought anything, any brand. But keep in mind, in Europe, their Mercedes are different than they are here in the US. They're mostly stripped down models. They're very popular. It's sort of like owning a Ford here in the US. It's a very easy car to obtain. But if you fall on your luck and you can't make your car payments, if something happens in your life, you need a car to get a new job, they can come get that vehicle if you don't make payments. And that's true even in used car lots. If you buy a used car lot, they have a tracker on you and they can come get your car, or they can lock the keys and come take the vehicle. So you have to read that small print. But here in the U.S., Mercedes doesn't track your vehicles like they do in the U.K.
Well, so that's not in the fine print. I'm sure a lot of people are watching this going, okay, if I have a Mercedes, I'm going to go check my fine print. But that being said, we wouldn't know about this. This did come out of the U.K. Do all of these cars with their advanced technology have this capability, if needed, that they can be tracked? I mean, GPS knows where I am, so why wouldn't the car company be able to track us if they wanted to know?
Yeah, you know, we started this interesting web, Scotty. You say, oh, I love having the ability to, you know, get on my phone and it knows what's near me. You know what I mean? I can find the local pizza place, local coffee place, can track where you've been, where you're going. And so we shut all that off, right? We don't want that location services. But location services are in your navigation system, your previous destinations, any place you've been. Unless you continually clear out that history, it knows where you are. And don't worry, when you get those off-air updates on all the newer vehicles, you know, 2010 and newer, they can track you. So that information, the key is, Mercedes says they're not selling it, but they can change those rules at any time and decide to sell it. It's great marketing, right? You could make a lot of money selling all that information that you typically go to Starbucks or you typically go to Dunkin' Donuts. They're going to know that. And that information is very valuable. Just like Facebook, once they start tracking you, you can never be lost because someone always knows where you are.
Well, and that's very scary. I mean, I personally love the fact because I lock my keys in my car at least 12 times a year, once a month. I love that OnStar can open up my vehicle. That being said, you have to wonder. You know, they have such advanced technologies, especially as we're looking at cars that are going to drive themselves. Are they like the computer that we have on our desktop that are in these automobiles? Will they have a history on them that can be downloaded just from the hard drive right there in your car?
Well, of course they do. And you have to figure it's a big computer, especially cars that are coming out nowadays. This was 2019. This was just a year ago, actually, August of 2019 from RT. And you figure as technology, as we all know, advances, the more stuff's going to be online one way or another, whether it be GPS tracking, any of that kind of crap, it's going to be hackable. Everything and anything is hackable. So you block one hacker. You know, all these firewalls and all this crap. Yeah, it works for a minute, but good hackers like Anonymous, these guys, they go around this shit like it's nothing, cut through it like a hot knife through butter. You're not stopping a hacker, not even with your car. There's just no way you could.
1 million cars get stolen every year, and that's just in the US. So, how do you protect yourself? Key fobs, everybody's got them. You probably don't want to hear it, but they're one of the easiest ways a hacker can steal your car. And there's actually a number of different ways that that can happen. A signal amplification relay attack, or SARA, has become more and more prevalent within the last few years. Some key fobs are always on, which means that a signal can be scanned and relayed to your car to unlock it. Say you've parked in your driveway for the night and you hang your keys up by the door, but after you go to bed, the car thieves arrive. They wait until you're in a deep sleep, dreaming about your ex-girlfriend and ways that you might get back together, and for some reason your dad is a giant crab. The first thief walks up to your house with a device called a transceiver that picks up a signal from your key fob. The transceiver only needs to be within 300 feet of the fob to pick up the signal, which then sends it to their accomplice who is next to your car holding a receiver.
That's kind of scary. You're sleeping and your key fob sending out this signal, and these guys are just picking up and stealing cars, which I have seen videos where these guys gain access from, you know, the cameras that people have, which, by the way, that's a whole nother show about, you know, cameras and Ring and all this. Anyway, you're sleeping and they're out there just taking your car.
The receiver accepts the signal and copies it, which then uses it to open your car door. More troubling is that these devices work pretty quickly and can be bought for around $11. This pair of thieves was in and out in less than 5 minutes, along with a brand new BMW X5.
And this is one of the videos I was talking about. By the way, this is Donut Media on YouTube, but they have a video of these guys stealing a car doing exactly what he's talking about.
Please don't steal a car. It's a scummy thing to do. You'll probably go to jail, or worse, I'll find you. Some cars are more vulnerable than others when it comes to relay hacks. According to the German Automotive Club, the Toyota RAV4, Volkswagen Golf, Audi A4, and Nissan Leaf are some of the top cars being targeted using this method because the key fobs they use are always transmitting. Seems like an oversight. Another method hackers can use to gain access to your ride is keyless jamming. No, it's not what Phish does during their 4-hour Bonnaroo sets. Sorry, that's a dated reference, I think. You know, I watched Phish one time. I got kind of drunk. Dude, I thought it was gonna be some like crazy, like psychedelic, like stoner rock or something. It's just blues. They just play blues. They spell it with a PH. I thought it was gonna be like crazy. Anyway, what was I talking about? Keyless jamming is a quick and clean method that requires a small electronic device. When you park your car, the hacker has a narrow window of time between when you exit the vehicle and when you click lock on your fob, and they block that signal. Then they wait for you to walk away and hop in your car that actually hasn't been locked. What I don't understand is, do people just walk away if they don't hear their cars beep? I mean, I'm just a neurotic guy, and I will check like three, no joke, I will check like three times to make sure that my car's locked. Maybe I'm in the minority, I don't know. Also, I wanna give an apology to the Phish fans in the audience. They're pretty good. Phish is good. If you're a Phish fan, hit that like button. Key fobs aren't the only way a hacker can gain access to your car. Another way is through your car's sensors. Onboard diagnostics, or OBD, is a system that gives you an insight as to how your car is performing or how it's failing. It sends you useful information, but also gives hackers another way to steal your car. Say your car has a serious problem, so you take it to a mechanic, but this mechanic doesn't have the best reviews and he's kind of shady, but you're broke, so you have no other choice. Well, that mechanic isn't just bad, but he's also about to steal your car. What they do is hook up to your car's OBD system and get the codes to replicate your key or even program new ones. Then, a short while later, they track your car down and unlock it with their new key and steal it. Bad mechanic. One of the more crude methods of hacking a car is the tire pressure sensor hack. Now get ready, because this one's a nutty one. This hack requires a technical know-how, but also brute force. Tire pressure sensors, for some reason, use unencrypted radio frequency to communicate with the car's computer, which can be hacked to trigger a false low pressure warning.
Which, by the way, if you go on YouTube and research this, or put it in and search it, I found where they actually did use the tire sensors and hacked a vehicle.
When you pull over to check it out, the thieves can assault you and steal your car. This one is seriously super far-fetched, but apparently it's happened a few times. Head units are becoming mini computers and we all need to embrace it. It's pretty sick that your car can connect to your phone and everything is connected to the internet, but this convenient feature also makes it easier for your car to be stolen. In 2015, two security researchers, Charlie Miller and Chris Valashek, conducted an experiment to test exactly what they could do with a Jeep by remotely hacking into it. They invited a writer from Wired magazine to be the driver, but they didn't tell him exactly what they would do to the Jeep or when it would happen.
Which is kind of funny, because I think this is what I was referring to.
The car was going 70 on a St. Louis interstate when the researchers hacked into it from a house 10 miles away. They commandeered the car through the Uconnect infotainment system. This is crazy. First, they turned up the AC to full blast. Then, they hacked the radio to blast hip hop at full volume, not really an inconvenience. Next, they turned on the windshield wipers and sprayers. Try as he might, the guy from Wired couldn't get control of these functions back. But maybe the biggest surprise happened when Miller and Valashek remotely killed the Jeep's engine. That's kind of a dick move. Can I get a dick move stamp? All right. The experiment proved that they could, in fact, hack into the Uconnect system from a remote location. They were able to control benign features like the radio and AC and all that, but also more serious things like the brakes and transmission. Those last two are pretty vital, if you ask me. And I would know. I've driven a car before. Miller and Valashek informed Jeep's parent company, Fiat, which led to a whopping 1.4 million Jeeps being recalled in order to update and patch their systems. It's honestly pretty scary that someone can hack your car and control it.
What's even scarier, so Jeep recalled, they did the patch, and I guarantee you by now, this is from April 2019, someone or somebody's have already found a way through that patch to still hack the vehicle.
As time goes on with newer cars, now you're gonna have to worry about people cyber attacking your car. With all the interaction that they have, Tesla and Daimler, they're disclosing these cyber risks to people that are gonna be buying these cars. Because of course, there is a risk. When you get that interactive, there's already been a case where somebody had their car hijacked while they were driving it down the road. They're gonna have to start putting firewalls on that kind of stuff, just like we have with our laptops and heck with our phones. You need to have cybersecurity if you're going to do that kind of stuff. You can't just make it. And, you know, the computer guys, they're in for a thrill. So if they figure their way they can hack into something, believe me, they are. Imagine if they hacked into millions of cars and started messing around with them.
Obviously, that cars can be hacked. And just not, just what, just a few weeks ago, I read somewhere that a bunch of Teslas were locked. The owners couldn't get into their own cars. I don't know. I read it on Facebook. Who knows if it's true? Derek at unzipshow.com. D-E-R-E-K at unzipshow.com. Question, comment, show ideas. Send me an email. Until next time, hopefully your vehicle doesn't get hacked.